Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. My name's John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, September 24th, 2013. Joining us at the table in just a couple of minutes will be Rick Miller of A&M Commerce to tell us about the latest developments in personal technology. Birthdays, Great Gatsby author F. Scott Fitzgerald on this date in 1896. Muppets creator Jim Henson was born on this date in 1936.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and this is a mystery box. You see, if anybody can guess from the clues I give what is in this box, then they can keep what is in the box.
Is it cookie?
No, it is not a cookie.
Bye-bye.
Jerry Marsden of Jerry and the Pacemakers, one of the great British invasion bands, is 72 today.
So ferry, cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love. And here I'll stay. And here I'll stay. Here I'll stay.
On this day in history, the U.S. Supreme Court was established in 1789, with President Washington appointing John Jay the first Chief Justice. In 1890, on this day, the Mormon Church officially renounced polygamy. The controversial Warren Commission report on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy is delivered to President Johnson on this day in 1964. CBS presented a special on the report, hosted by Walter Cronkite, who recited the questions that many still ask today.
Who actually fired the shots that killed Kennedy? Why did Ruby shoot Oswald? Was there a conspiracy? Were right-wingers involved? Was it a Russian plot, a Cuban plot? The new president, Lyndon Johnson, ordered these questions answered. He appointed a commission of seven prominent Americans to investigate the whole affair. He literally drafted Supreme Court Justice Earl Warren as chairman.
On this day in 1944, nearing the end of World War II, the number one song in the country presented the positive outlook of Bing Crosby and Swinging on a Star.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears.
On the KETR events calendar, Trafficking Banned Books, an Hispanic Heritage Month and Banned Books Week event at A&M Commerce takes place today from 2 to 3 p.m. in the Sam Rayburn Student Center. When Tucson Public Schools abolished the Mexican-American Studies program and confiscated related books, Libro Traficante, a protest group, was formed to smuggle the banned books back into Tucson. Leanna Lopez will discuss Libro Traficante's efforts to preserve and promote Mexican-American studies. That's from 2 to 3 p.m. in the A&M Commerce Sam Rayburn Student Center today. All right, our guest in the cafe this morning is Rick Miller with A&M Commerce Training and Development. And Rick is about as knowledgeable as anyone that I've ever met about new technology. And I may be the least knowledgeable person about new technology, so I thought this is a good match. And we want to have Rick on a regular basis to talk to us about the new things that are happening with cell phones and all the rest of this stuff. And Rick's been telling me about something called a forever phone.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great, John Mark, if we had the concept like last week, the new iPhone operating system came out, the new iPhone 5S came out, and a lot of big stir over it at the same time. People waiting in line, not like they used to, but Samsung goes, ours is bigger and ours is better. Oh, this one's in color and this one's golden. What if we quit generating that sort of, I'll call it nonsense, because what happens to those phones after 2 years? You typically donate them, throw them away. Now, one of the big trends right now is Apple, as well as Best Buy and a lot of other, you know, companies, Gazelle, they'll buy your phone back. My last iPhone, I paid $200 for, used it for 2 years, and sold it back for $140. So basically, the cost is the subscription service that you're getting your internet and your phone company for. Well, there's a guy in Europe called Dave Hakens that has said, what if we come up with a forever phone? Now, right now, I'm going to switch gears. In Fort Worth, Texas, Motorola is building a plant, or has just opened a plant, to where they'll build customized phones for you. Well, he wants to take that one step further. What if you had a phone that had a flat chassis? Let's say, imagine Legos, and you put in the camera you wanted. Let's say you're really into photography. You could put in a high-res camera lens for you, and I might not need a high lens, a high def lens, so I would put in a small one just to catch, you know, the cat playing. But let's say your needs change over time, and you're not taking pictures of the grandkids, or you're not taking pictures of whatever, and you're more into listening to radio, or you're listening to internet broadcasts, and you're getting older, so you need a bigger speaker. So you take that space on the phone, and you put a bigger speaker. You can change out if you break and drop your glass on the front. You just pop it off and put it back on. There's two screws that hold the whole thing together. Now, this is not a real product. This is an idea and a thought that he's put together. You can change the gyroscope, the Bluetooth, the Wi-Fi, the storage, the antenna, the audio jack, and even the processor if you want it to go faster.
And you point out that a lot of us have old cell phones in our drawers. We give them away. We lose them, whatever. But the idea here is that you keep a cell phone for a much longer period of time, and you just change out the parts.
You change out the parts depending on what you need to use, and you're not having to do it through a major company like Motorola or Apple or anything else, because a lot of these old phones end up as e-waste, and e-waste is one of the huge pollutants on our planet today. And so I think one of the things that Dave Hakens is going after is on October 29th, and this will be on the website, this will be on the KETR website, you'll be able to click on it and find out more about it and see an exploded view of what this idea looks like. But he's got a call to arms coming on October 29th for people around the world to say, yeah, this is the sort of thing that we believe we want to see happen. And so he's using social media, he's using the phone, and he's using kind of a reverse kind of crowdsourcing to make a point of saying this is a viable product.
Well, we're about out of time, but this is really fascinating stuff, and that date of October 29th is one we will keep in our heads here.
It's already had 81,000 partners hit it.
So really?
It'll be interesting by the 29th to see how many people are actually going to put some traction to this.
Okay. Well, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning, Rick Miller. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.